So can you describe the life of a GP in Gornal in 1972?
The practice that I joined was quite large. We had two surgeries, one in Lower Gornal, one in Sedgley, which is about a mile and a half away. And we had 21,000 patients. There were seven full-time equivalent GPs. I would describe the work as overwhelming. My morning surgeries would consist of seeing between 30 and 35 patients. I'd then be expected to do between 6 and 8 house visits and then an evening surgery. And while this was going on, we had a maternity unit which we were also on call for. So at any time, night or day, we could be called to a delivery at the local maternity unit. Because there were seven of us, we were on call 1 in 7. But when you were on call, you knew about it, because you could get an average of 15 calls a day, day and night. I remember weekends used to be particularly stressful because you could go through the whole weekend without having any sleep, which meant that on Monday morning you were like a zombie, which wasn't conducive to good medicine. So we joined another practice, adjacent practice, to with four GP partners and shared the rota and started to split the weekends into two so that they became more manageable. There was very little preventative medicine being done. Everything seemed to be reactive. I was very fortunate in that the practice appointed two other new doctors, and one of the older partners retired, which enabled me to join the practice too. I joined the practice because I had such a lot of common ground with the two new appointees. We all felt the same, that we should start to do more about preventing people becoming ill than just reacting to the crises. And so we set up a program of preventative medicine, could I say, between 1974 and 1978. In 1978, we made the decision that the practice was too large to manage as one entity. And having two surgeries, we decided to split the practice into two. It also coincided with the fact that we were going in different directions. In Lower Gornal, we were tending towards more preventative work, whereas in Sedgley, with the more senior partners, they were holding on to the traditional way of reactive medicine. And the split was amicable, fortunately, and worked very well for both practices. That enabled us, the four of us down here in Lower Gornal, to get things under control, and that we bent our efforts towards during the latter part of the 1970s and the early part of the 1980s. We were one of the first practices in the Dudley area to develop a computerised repeat prescription system, which freed up about an hour a day per partner. And we became a training practice. I think probably in 1984 we became a training practice. I wasn't involved as a trainer, but my senior partners were. And that was a superb discipline. Not only did it bring in young blood, but also it meant that we really needed to concentrate on our continued professional development and keep ourselves up to speed and up to date. We developed a very good relationship with the other training practices in Dudley, and from that relationship grew the relationship we had with a recently appointed, or more recently appointed, endocrinologist and diabetologist, Dr. Zalin, at Worsley Hospital.